Chapter 4. Tying a long rope to the halter, he walked me out of the stable. I went with him because Zoe was out there looking back over her shoulder at me, and I was always happy to go anywhere and with anyone as long as she was with me. All the while, I noticed that Albert's father was speaking in a hushed voice and looking around him like a thief. He must have known that I would follow old Zoe because he roped me up to her saddle and led us both quietly out of the yard, down the path and over the bridge. Once in the road, he mounted Zoe swiftly and we trotted up the hill and into the village. He never spoke a word to either of us. I knew the road well enough, of course, for I had been there often enough with Albert, and indeed I loved going there, because there were always other horses to meet and people to see. It was in the village only a short time before that I had met my first motor car outside the post office and had stiffened with fear as it rattled past. But I had stood steady, and I remember that Albert had made a big fuss over me after that. But now, as we neared the village, I could see that several motor cars were parked around the green, and there was a greater gathering of men and horses than I had ever seen. Excited as I was, I remember that a sense of deep apprehension came over me as we trotted up into the village. There were men in khaki uniforms everywhere, and then, as Albert's father dismounted and led us up past the church toward the green, a military band struck up a rousing, pounding march. The pulse of the great bass drum beat out through the village, and there were children everywhere, some marching up and down with broomsticks over their shoulders, and some leaning out of windows, waving flags. As we approached the flagpole in the centre of the green, where the Union Jack hung limp in the sun against the white pole, an officer pushed through the crowd toward us. He was tall and elegant in his jodhpurs and military belt, with a silver sword at his side. He shook Albert's father by the hand.
"I told you I'd come, Captain Nichols, sir," said Albert's father. "It's because I need the money, you understand."